Good afternoon. In honor of Mother's Day this weekend, I'd like to talk about one of the most famous mothers in the Bible. And we don't often discuss or talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she, but there is a lot we can learn and meditate on about who Mary was in the few verses that we do have. So today we'll cover some of the characteristics of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she was a positive role model for us all. We are introduced to Mary as being betrothed to Joseph, and betrothed means that they have promised to be married but are not yet husband and wife. However, to separate or divorce would still require the formal proceedings of divorce and obtaining a divorce certificate. But both Joseph and Mary appear to trace their lineage back to King David. Joseph's lineage is mentioned in Matthew chapter 1, and commentaries say that Mary's lineage is in Luke chapter 3. It doesn't specifically mention that, but you see that the lineage is different. We don't know how old either of them were when they were betrothed, but it is believed that Mary was a teenager, as it was common for women to be married as young as 13 years old. God can work through you at any age. Imagine being a teenager, planning and dreaming your future, and then you get the sudden news from an angel that God has other plans for you that will change your life. Not just your life, but the lives of all people now and in the future. Shocking, to say the least. Would you be scared, frustrated, unwilling maybe, or overwhelmed? Well, let's look at how Mary responds when she has delivered some supernatural news. The first characteristic that we'll look at is humility and obedience. In Luke chapter 1, if you'd like to turn to Luke chapter 1 and verse 28, we see that the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and says, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Mary was troubled at this introduction. The angel goes on to explain how she will become pregnant through the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son she will name Jesus. Mary's response is in Luke chapter 1 and verse 38. She says, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." So she responds with humility and obedience. Mary didn't complain or ask God, "Please choose somebody else. I have something else I would like to do." She also didn't gloat and say, "Of course, I was the right choice. Thanks for giving me the recognition I deserve." You know, she humbly accepted God's plan for her life, demonstrating complete obedience. Later on, while visiting her relative Elizabeth, Mary sings a song of praise to God in verse 46, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." This phrase, "lowly state of his maidservant," means like a low rank or a humble state of a female servant or slave. And the word is actually doula, or doula is what we use for midwives also. And she continues, "For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." So she praises God with her whole being, her whole spirit, and she rejoices. So not just Judah or Israel, but all people will call her blessed because God, her Savior, will give birth to the Messiah. She will do it. And she will be called blessed by all people. So Mary must have known that getting pregnant before official marriage would greatly complicate her life, her social life, and how she would explain, how is she going to explain this to Joseph? She got this revelation, but Joseph didn't receive that revelation yet. Mary teaches us that humility is about serving and not comparing or being concerned about what other people think. Obeying without hesitation, obeying God without hesitation, and trusting without pride. The first characteristic is humility and obedience. The second is faith and trust in God. So after Mary learns that Elizabeth, her relative, was pregnant, Mary travels to go see her. And when Mary enters the house, then Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and blesses Mary. She ends this blessing in verse 45 in chapter 1 of Luke, saying, "Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Mary displayed unwavering faith, trusting in God's promises, even though she may not have fully understood all the circumstances. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, as it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6. Faith does not require full comprehension of all the facts and details. It does require trust in God. How often do we hesitate when faced with uncertainty? How often do we demand to know every detail before moving forward, or all the options? Mary teaches us that belief, faith, and trusting in God is what is important, even if we don't know the entire plan. The third characteristic is love, devotion, and endurance. Mary's life became a journey of trials and emotions from the moment it was announced that she would give birth to Jesus. The weight of judgment, real or perceived, from her community. You know, they fled to Egypt with a newborn to escape Herod's wrath. Wise men, these strange people from the east, came and brought these gifts. Some shepherds from out in the field roamed in, and, you know, they stopped by because they saw an angelic vision. And through all this, Mary demonstrated endurance. On top of that, it seemed like people were prophesying left and right. Gabriel's announcement, Simeon at the temple, Anna the prophetess, the shepherds, and even Jesus said he must be about his Father's business. Mary didn't tell these people, "You're crazy," or gloat that she had an amazing son. She didn't even argue with them. Or in many cases, it doesn't even say she responded. It does say in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, and other places as well, it says Mary kept or remembered all these things and pondered them in her heart. She internalized and meditated on these sayings, on these prophecies, on the words that she heard. Did Mary provide these details for the gospel accounts that we read here? Who else was alive to record these events? Mary was the only one we are aware of in the Bible who was there from Jesus' birth, crucifixion, and resurrection. She was Jesus' longest disciple, you know, here on earth, as far as we know. We see Mary was there while they prayed together in Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, after seeing Jesus ascend into heaven. And if she was still alive and would have been there to receive the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. So what a roller coaster of emotions and experiences that Mary had. There were several occasions where Mary could have become disillusioned in God, like when Herod was killing all the babies in Bethlehem, or when she watched Jesus be tortured and crucified. You know, how could God have allowed these things to happen? But her love for God and her love for Jesus kept her strong, and she endured these trials. We see a lot of these traits emphasized also in a specific event that happened in the wedding of Cana. And that takes place in John chapter 2. And at this wedding, they ran out of wine, and she tells Jesus about it. Jesus says, "You know, my time hasn't come yet." And Mary tells the servants in verse 4, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Mary didn't stomp her feet and whine about it, or command Jesus, you obey your mother, young man. She tells the servants to just do what he says. Isn't that what God has been saying throughout the Bible? obey my voice. Just do it. Mary demonstrated great love, devotion, and endurance throughout her whole life before Jesus was born until after he was resurrected. Mary is an ideal choice to talk about for an example mother, but honestly, these same points that we covered apply to many women mentioned in the Bible. If you were to read through Exodus chapters 1 through 4, you would see the faith of the midwives who preserved the lives of the babies, potentially at the cost of their own. Moses' mother and sister Miriam risked their lives to save his life. And as a side note, Mary in the New Testament is translated from Maria or Miriam, which was a common name, as you know, we can see there are several Marys in the New Testament. You know, even Pharaoh's daughter defied her father's decree to preserve Moses' life and even paid Moses' mother to nurse him. And then there was Ruth, who stayed with Naomi and ended up in the lineage of Jesus. Esther, who risked her life for the people. Hannah, who devoted her son to God, even through torment and persecution of the other wife. And the list could go on and on. They all demonstrated humility, faith, and love for God and his people. And as a church, as the future bride of Christ, we should also demonstrate these characteristics we discussed today. Mary showed us that with humility, faith, love, and endurance, we can overcome any trial. She was chosen by God at a young age to fulfill a prophecy and a promise and raise the Savior. What an amazing woman. In a world of doubt, hardship, and self-interest, we can look to the account of Mary as an example of inspiration and a positive role model. May we, like Mary, trust in God's plan, endure life's trials with courage and praise, and walk humbly in his presence.